I think people often think that I have some sort of sophisticated ideas about food, maybe because I spent some time overseas or because I'm a priest. I really don't know. But ultimately, my favorite food is hamburgers, and I'm not very picky about what I eat. I love Waffle House, as many of you know. But I do have one skill, and that is when there's sea salt in a dessert, very often I can tell it's there. And so I'll go through a very nice meal, and I'm giving away my trade secret now, but I go through the meal and enjoy it, and then I get to the end of the meal, and it'll be a chocolate cake or something, and I'll say, oh, this is outstanding. Is there sea salt in this? Like, oh, Father, you're such a foodie. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, I hate the word foodie. But the idea is that I have that one sort of talent, if you want to call it that, party trick, and it's to be able to tell the sea salt in a dessert sometimes. Because salt has a very particular taste to it. Sea salt especially, which is basically the only salt, or one of the only salts, you would have had in the Holy Land in ancient times. And there's a reason why we are drawn towards salt. It's evolution's way of telling us that it's important. That just like we need sugar to live, we need salt. Now today we don't always think about it that way because we're so inundated with salt and sugar that it's actually something that we're told to avoid because it's in so many of our foods and it becomes unhealthy. But at Jesus' time, salt was something that was as expensive a commodity as almost anything, especially in certain parts of the world. So to be without salt was one of the reasons people would be unhealthy and even die. So to be told that you were the salt of the earth meant that you were something very, very valuable, something very important, something life-giving. Now it's important to note that salt, when it's seasoning food, does not really, unless we overdo it, cover up the taste of the food. The right amount of salt, as any foodie will tell you, unlike myself, is to draw out the natural flavor of the food. So when Christ says that we're the salt of the earth, it's not that our faith, our belief in God, covers up who we really are. It brings out who we were truly created to be. And that's what brings us lasting joy. That's what helps us to be the person we were created to be and to become. To have that flavor, that excitement, that interest, that those without salt just don't have. If you go to Waffle House and you have the waffles without syrup, it's pretty bland. And if you have the eggs without salt, that's pretty bland too. And that's what we are when we're not living the way that God intended us to live. We become a version of ourselves that's uninteresting, really. Because God created us for a particular purpose, gave us a particular dignity. I often think about this when I talk about the confessional. People always ask, is it exciting to hear confessions? And I always say, and I've said it in homilies many times, that it's really kind of boring, that after you've heard the first set of sins in your first few days of being a priest, you're sort of hearing the same things over and over again. The life of sin is not interesting. It's boring, and it leaves people feeling empty afterwards. Whereas the life of grace, if you read the lives of the saints, there are innumerable ways to become holy. And those people who were holy, although they may have suffered, they found a deeper joy even in the midst of suffering. Whereas those who participated just in a life of sin find that emptiness whether they're happy or suffering. Because there's no true lasting happiness without God. I was thinking about this the other night. On First Fridays, I go out to a local pub with the young adults in the parish. We pray the rosary and then we have dinner together. And it's great because we use everything, all the creation that God gives us. First we give Him praise and then we enjoy the food and we have a few drinks and we talk among ourselves. Everything's in moderation, but it helps to season who we are. And as we sit there and we talk, I hear all of us talking about the real relationships that we're in, the striving after holiness, our work, our joys, some of our difficulties, but we're there to share it with each other, and everybody has their own unique story, and everybody is interesting. From my perspective, after I've been there for a couple of hours, it feels like it's only been a few minutes. I always have to keep watching my watch because I have to go and lock up the church, and I lose track of time. And it's a wonderful time of sharing our lives with each other. On the other hand, oftentimes when I do have to leave, I'm usually one of the first ones to leave to go lock up the church. As I'm walking through the pub, you run into all the other folks who don't have that life of faith. And what do you hear? You hear about their exploits, about how they really, and I mean that in a way that they actually exploit one another. They treat each other as objects. They're not treating each other as sons and daughters of God. And they trample each other underfoot, which is why Christ says that if salt loses its flavor, it's no longer good for anything except to be trampled underfoot. And that's what they do to each other. They use the same boring curse words that don't have any meaning anymore because they're so overused, both in the media and among ourselves. And it's just a boredom there. I remember when I was away from the faith when I was in college. You know, I would have fun nights, but what's the next morning like? I think we've all been in that situation where we wake up the next morning and we're full of regret, or we just don't have anything to get up for because the fun is over and it left us feeling more empty than when we began. Or when we put our stock into material possessions. I'm sure all of us have that experience of buying a new car, and for a while it's pretty exciting. And depending on how much you like it, for a few weeks or a few months, you look for any excuse to drive the car. It's an exciting time. Just going down the grocery store, you get to try all the new gadgets. But eventually it just becomes a car, and then we're looking to trade it in. It's like that with all of our material possessions, ultimately. So if we put our stock in any of these things, we lose our flavor. We become bland and boring, and there's not a lasting joy to fill us up. But God is the one who wants us to be truly happy, to be truly joy-filled, to be that salt that seasons not only our own life and brings out the true dimensions of who we are as a complex person created in the image and likeness of God, but then to bring that out in others, to be an example to others. And as we do that, the whole world becomes more what it's supposed to be. That's why he says that if you're this salt of the earth, you also are like a lamp that shines on others. Because in the midst of their boredom and the blandness of their lives, those who are engrossed in sin can see the light of Christ through the prism of our lives. And that's what we're called to do. That's what evangelization is to be that light for others. And we do that, first of all, through our worship of God each week at Mass. We do it by, when we fall into the blandness of sin, having our flavor restored through the sacrament of confession. And by continuing to be in relation with the Creator who wants to give us that life through daily prayer. These things are what builds up the life of grace within us. The more we do that, the more flavor we have, the more light we send out, the better this world becomes. If everybody had that attitude, we would have a world which is a much better place to live in. And the world would be much worse if not for the Christians who live that life today. So it's really a call for all of us to find that flavor that we were created with. The dignity and complexity of being a son and daughter of God. And if we have that in our lives, we'll be able to season the whole world with our goodness.